Should you buy a house first or a dental practice first? You're a new dentist. You just graduated. Maybe you're a year or two out of school. You finally have a job. You're making some money. You finally have some savings. You have enough money. You could put a down payment and buy a house. But you also know that you want to be a practice owner at some point, ideally sooner than later, because practice owners make a lot more money than associates. So the obvious question is, should you buy a house right now? Because you know you want to buy a house, or should you buy a dental practice? The order in which you make this decision can actually make a pretty big difference. So this is my house that I'm walking through right now. I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail on that, but, you know, walking through the house, here's the living room, here's the dining room. So I've been a practice owner myself. My name's Chris. I have worked as an associate. I have owned my own house. I have rented a house. I have rented apartments. I've done all the things. I've been in all the places. I have a pretty good idea of what it's like to be both the owner of a practice and the owner of a house. There are definitely some advantages to owning a house, but there's also some huge disadvantages to owning a house. But today, I want to primarily talk about why, as a dentist, you really need to think about this differently than the average person. So I help dentists buy dental practices. That's what I do full-time right now. And I'm currently working with a client. We found this incredible practice. Like, it was absolutely perfect for what he wanted. It was in a really nice area of town. We did the evaluation on the practice, and he was probably going to be making something like at least $400,000 a year, maybe $500,000 to $600,000, maybe $700,000, depending on how much he was able to produce. This was a really good practice. There were a lot of active patients. It was a great opportunity. So we actually submitted an LOI. The LOI was signed by the seller, but the problem came once we got to financing. We reached out to a bunch of different banks, and we could not find financing for this practice, even though it was an incredible practice, and generally it would be super easy to get a practice like this financed. The problem was this buyer had recently bought a house, and they had put, I think, like $120,000 down on the house. And then they had something like a $5,000, $6,000 per month payment for the mortgage. Now, keep in mind, they're not the owner of a practice yet. They're still working as an associate. And they were at a kind of a bad associate job where they weren't making that much money. And once you took into account the amount of money they were making at their associate job and the amount of money that they had to pay each month for this house, they just weren't making enough money in order to show the banks that they were worthy of getting this loan. Banks like to see that you have some money saved up in the bank, ideally something like 5 to 10% of the purchase price of the practice. And if you're buying the real estate, you're going to have some additional money to put down, a down payment. Had this dentist bought this practice before buying the house, they would have had absolutely no trouble getting the loan because they had $120,000. They had that in their bank, but instead of saving it for the practice, they put that money down on the house, and then they weren't eligible to get a practice. This dentist was probably making about $170,000 a year at their job, and once they become an owner of a practice, at this practice, they might have been making $500,000 a year. If they would have just waited a year or two to buy the house, they could have waited until they were making $500,000 a year, then it would have been super easy for them to afford the down payment, and they could have easily bought the house, maybe even a bigger, nicer house, and been the owner of a practice. But because they got this order wrong, they weren't able to buy the practice. For the first 5 or 6 years that I was out of school, I lived in an apartment, and it was fine. The entire time that I was the owner of my practice, I was living in an apartment. Who cares? You're not trying to impress anyone. I didn't have kids yet. I was married, but I didn't have kids. It was just me and my wife. We didn't need a big house. An apartment was fine. The first apartment we got, I think we were paying something like $1,200 per month. It was just like a small two-bedroom apartment. Prices have gone up a little bit since then. But because we were staying in that apartment, it was super easy to save up enough money to buy a dental practice. It was really easy. In the first year out of school, I saved up about $100,000. Could I have taken that $100,000 that I saved up, used it as a down payment to buy some sort of big house and get myself trapped into a mortgage? Absolutely, I could have. Sure, but I didn't want to. I wanted to focus on my career first before getting a house. The fact that I didn't buy a house gave me a lot more flexibility in where I was able to purchase a practice. If you buy a house first, you then have to limit yourself to looking at practices that are within 5, 10, maybe 15 miles of that house that you buy. But if you don't have a house yet, if you're just renting, you can look anywhere for a practice. You can go anywhere you want. And that's exactly what I did. I actually bought my practice. It was about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from where I was living at the time. And honestly, I had never even considered moving there, but this practice came available and it was like a really good deal. I moved. We only lived there for a little while because we ended up selling that practice. And I was able to sell that practice for significantly more than I paid for it. And the only reason I was able to do that was because I had the flexibility to move to where the opportunities were. Also, you got to keep in mind that if you're not careful, you can get stuck with non-compete agreements, maybe at your current job. Also, if you sell a practice, you're going to have to sign a non-compete agreement. And those are really serious non-competes when you sell a practice. So luckily, when I sold that practice, I was in an apartment we were renting. So we just moved after we sold the practice. I think I had a 15-mile non-compete radius, and I just moved an hour away, and I didn't have to worry about that non-compete. If I owned a house, that would have been a lot more difficult. Sure, you can sell the house, but it is so much easier to just move out of an apartment than to sell a house. As a dentist, you are going to be making so much money if you're doing it right that the cost of your house is going to be a relatively small portion of your income. Yeah, for the average worker, the average family in the United States that's maybe making $80,000 a year household income, sure, a housing payment is a big, big portion of their income. But for a dentist who's making $500,000 a year, you might only be spending 5% of your income on your house. So why are you worrying so much about it? Why? It's just such a small thing. You're going to be making decisions on almost a daily basis that one decision that you made that day is going to be more than your entire month's rent or mortgage. So after I sold the practice, I had some money from the sale and I actually bought a house. I bought the house in cash. I didn't need a mortgage because I had enough money from the sale of the practice to just buy a house. You're probably not going to save up that kind of money if you are working as an associate. Just being realistic, it's going to be difficult to do. But when you're an owner, that's realistic to do that kind of thing. Now, since then, I actually sold that house and I'm currently renting. Do I have the money and the resources to get a mortgage and buy some sort of giant fancy house? Yes, I could if I wanted to. But why? Like this house that I'm in right now, like it's great. It's perfectly fine. And I found it on Zillow for rent. And I'm paying significantly less than I would for a house this size if I were to take out a mortgage. And I don't know if I want to live where I'm at forever. And so it made sense for me to rent right now. And I took the money that I did have invested in that house and I put it in an S&P 500 index fund. And life is good. I have freedom. I have flexibility. I can go where I want to go. If I decide I want to buy another practice, I could buy a practice anywhere I want. I can move when I want to move. Will I buy another house? Probably at some point, but like renting is just fine. If you haven't yet bought a practice and you're not 100% sure you want to stay there long term, don't buy a house yet. It doesn't make any sense. Like you need that flexibility. You need to have some money saved up so that you can get a practice loan and you want the flexibility of being able to go anywhere you want to go. Most people don't actually realize how mortgages work. If you take out a 30-year mortgage for like the first 10 to 15 years, the vast majority of your payments are simply going to be going towards interest. So while you might think you own a house, really you're just renting. For the first 10 to 15 years of your mortgage, if you have a 30-year mortgage, it's basically the same as if you're renting. So why are you overthinking this? As someone who has owned a house and someone who's rented, I can tell you that I'm just equally as happy renting as buying. If you are not yet the owner of a dental practice, just rent until you've been there a few years and you make sure you want to stay there and you might learn a little bit more about what you actually want. Your life situation might change. Right now, you might be single. You might not have kids yet. Maybe you're planning on having kids. Maybe your kids are young and they haven't grown up yet. There are just so many things that are going to change and you're probably going to end up moving anyways. And so if you're going to move within the first few years of owning the house, well, generally, you're probably going to end up saving money by renting versus buying a house and moving a few years later. And even if you do the math, you do all of this math and you decide, actually, I might save $500 per year if I buy a house versus renting a house. I mean, that's fine. $500 is great. But the amount of flexibility you're giving up for $500, as a dentist, if you're making $600,000 a year, $500 is nothing. Stop worrying about these small decisions and focus on the big decisions. If you're a dentist, the big decision is not which house you live in. The big decision is what dental practice are you going to buy? Flexibility is your most valuable asset. Do whatever you can to stay as flexible as possible. Save up as much money as you can so that when that right opportunity comes across, now it's not just going to come across, you're going to have to go out and seek those opportunities. You're going to have to be reaching out to practice brokers. You're going to have to find this opportunity. But if you find this great opportunity, you want to be able to take advantage of that and move on it fast. Buying one practice versus buying another practice versus staying as an associate could easily be the difference between you making $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 versus making $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 next year. Do not buy a house that's going to keep you from making an additional $500,000 next year. Had I used that initial $100,000 that I saved up out of my first year out of school and bought a house, I would have likely made something like $500,000 to $600,000 less the following year because I wouldn't have been able to move to that opportunity that I found. Do you think I regret that year that I lived in the apartment? Absolutely not. In some ways, it's actually nice to be in an apartment because like right now, like that grass out there, I have to mow the grass or I have to hire someone to mow the grass. When you're in an apartment, you don't have to do that. You just go into your apartment and yeah, sometimes your neighbors are loud. I had some loud neighbors at one point in one of my apartments. That wasn't fun, but I mean, you can still have loud neighbors at a house. I'm not saying you have to live in an apartment forever. I'm just saying focus on buying your practice first. Don't buy a house. Save up your money, buy a practice. Once you've owned that practice for a year or two, you're gonna have a lot more money. You're gonna be able to have a lot more decisions. You can find a nicer house that's more of a long-term house that you can actually live in, you can raise a family in. I know you might feel like, hey, I graduated from school. I'm a dentist. I need to show off to other people how rich I am. I'm gonna buy this big house. I'm gonna buy this new car. No one really cares. Like, no one cares how big of a house you have, how nice of a car you have. Focus on building up your savings. Focus on maintaining your flexibility while you're young, while you still can. It's going to get more and more difficult to be flexible as you get older, as you start to have more responsibilities. Take advantage right now of that flexibility that you have. Be able to go places. You might get it. Maybe you take another job in the meantime, but you find a job that's paying you twice what you have at your current job. I mean, you want to be able to take that advantage. Maybe that means driving 2 hours away and finding another apartment and living there for a year while you save up some more money. Use the superpower of flexibility that you have right now. Renting is not wasting money. Renting can be really, really smart. I think you'd be surprised to know how many people who are really, really financially sound that are actually renting. If you do the math a lot of times, it makes sense to rent. Trust me. Look, I was an accountant before becoming a dentist. Like I understand numbers. I understand money pretty well. And I did the math. And for me right now, it makes more sense for me to rent than to buy. Maybe you are in a different market and it makes a little more sense to buy versus rent. But the thing is that it's going to be close. It's a free market and there are so many houses for sale and so many houses for rent that it kind of balances out. That's just the way an open market works is if renting was so much worse than buying, well, then no one would ever rent. And if buying was so much worse than renting, well, then no one would ever buy. And so what happens is they kind of level out and there are some pros and cons and you got to look at those pros and cons. But as of right now, if you don't yet own your practice and you're a dentist, now is the time to buy a practice. Stop worrying about a house. Save up the money, buy a practice, buy your house later. Now, one last thing I want to talk about before ending this. When you go to get a loan to buy a house, in the same way when you go to get a practice, they're going to look at all the other loans you have and they're going to look at your financial situation. If you have recently bought a practice, it can be more difficult to buy a house right away. A couple reasons for that. The way that the mortgage system is set up is oftentimes they will actually analyze your finances based upon your income and they're going to ask you for your pay stubs. And if you're the owner of a business, you won't have those types of pay stubs. And oftentimes if you have recently started a business, the banks want to see something like 1, 2, maybe 3 years of your tax returns, or there are some banks that will look at your bank account balance and give you a loan based on that. But long story short is when you first buy a dental practice, it's going to be more difficult to buy a house. Something I've seen happen quite a bit is if you have a spouse and your spouse is working, you can just have your spouse apply for the mortgage and the banks won't even look at your income. And honestly, that usually works pretty well. And if you're not married, maybe you don't even need to buy a house. If you're single, just stay in an apartment for now. It's fine. If you're married and you have kids and you want to have a bigger house, you don't want to be in an apartment, well, then rent a house. That's what I'm doing right now. It's fine. Great. Rent a house. In fact, it's kind of fun to be able to move and to change houses. Like if you rent, you can just change houses in a few years. It's fine. You might decide you want a bigger house later once your kids get older. Well, if you're renting right now, when your lease is up, at that point, buy a house. Like, just stop overthinking it. Buy a practice. You'll be glad you did it. Stop worrying about the house.